This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee this week held a hearing on the USA Freedom Act. It's a bipartisan law passed in 2015 that will sunset at the end of this year if Congress doesn't renew it. The 2019 USA Freedom Act is sponsored by Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy and Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah. And joining us right now to discuss this legislation is Senator Leahy, who is the senior member of the Judiciary Committee. Senator, welcome back to Vermont Edition.
Thank you. I'm glad to be there.
Senator, is this new legislation a recognition that some of the original provisions of the USA Patriot Act that was passed after the terrorist attacks in 2001, that some of those provisions went too far in terms of eroding personal liberties?
There was a great deal of concern they might. Everybody is against terrorists, obviously. Everybody was shocked when it happened. These people who attacked us got past all our defenses, created enormous damage to the United States. But we also worry about attacks on our democracy and on our freedoms and on our privacy. And so when we wrote it, a number of us said, we'll do it, but only... And it was a compromise on the law of the legislation, but only with a sunset provision, which require you to come back and say, okay, we've had it for a few years now. What worked? What didn't work? What could be better? And that's what we did. And the existing law itself, which is the Leahy-Lee USA Freedom Act, succeeded in checking some of these excesses. And I think the way we're able to do it, Senator Lee and I are good friends, but we're poles apart politically, and people know that. But we're both have been prosecutors. We both are respected for our knowledge of the law and for our background as prosecutors. And I think most Democrats and most Republicans were saying, if two of us could agree on it, we've got something there.
What do you say to those folks who feel that this provision is needed to ensure that there isn't a future terrorist attack?
Well, for one thing, they haven't been able to show that with all the hundreds of millions of dollars and everything else that's been spent, that it has stopped one single terrorist attack. You know, we're always going to face terrorist attacks. I think we face a greater threat with the almost overnight pullout from the Kurdish territories in between Turkey and Syria. How many hundreds, even thousands, of ISIS fighters are going to go out? We have the most powerful military in the world. All we have to do is have one terrorist come through undetected by themselves, and they can blow up a building, kill hundreds, even thousands of people. We know that on 9/11, even if we'd had all this material, it wouldn't have done any good. What did happen was there were some real failures of using the intelligence we did have. And it's almost a cliche, but the failure to collect the dots.
So what do you think the outlook is for this legislation? Will it be renewed before it sunsets at the end of the year?
It's difficult at the moment because the White House is so distracted by impeachment to get somebody there who has some idea what's going on to work with. Now, in that regard, the fact that we had this hearing and you had both Republicans and Democrats raising the same kind of concerns I've raised, I think that's a wake-up call to everybody. It's a wake-up call to our intelligence agencies, to the administration, everybody else. And I've worked over the years with a lot of people in our NSA, our CIA, FBI, all the rest. I know we have some superb people in there. I have no idea what their politics are. I know they just want to protect our country. And I think they feel, as do I, that if we can get rid of the political platitudes on either side, we can work it out. I spent a lot of time at the NSA. I briefed almost every week on CIA and other intelligence matters. It can be done. And I think, well, if it's done, we're going to have something that's targeted really against potential terrorists, not something that's like a vacuum cleaner where you have no idea what you've got.
You mentioned the impeachment issue down in Washington. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about that. The House Intelligence Committee has scheduled public hearings next week to take testimony about the possible link between the Trump administration withholding military aid to Ukraine until that country launched an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, Hunter. And there seems to be some pretty compelling testimony that this indeed did take place. And even the Trump administration and a number of Republican leaders acknowledged that it happened. So just for the sake of discussion, let's say it did happen. The president and the GOP leaders say, well, it might have been a mistake, but it's certainly not an impeachable offense. Do you think it is?
You know, I think back to the days when I was a prosecutor. I remember an armed robbery I had where a man came in, pointed the gun at people, stole the money. And he said, oh, I didn't really mean for them to be afraid of that gun. And when they gave you the money, it was their mistake to think that. That's sort of a summary of what he said. You know, we got grown-ups here. It's not a mistake. The more you see, the more information comes out, the more it appears to be extortion. And I think that's why I think the fact that the White House is trying to block people from testifying. I remember they're going to be testifying before Republicans and Democrats. But I think the reason they don't want people to go up there to testify under oath before Republicans and Democrats is that they're afraid they're going to point out, yeah, this was extortion.
Do you think the administration's efforts to block those people from testifying constitutes an obstruction of justice?
I think the House may find that. Certainly, again, and I realize these are entirely different things, but when I was a prosecutor, when somebody tried to block others from giving out testimony or divulging the facts, whether it's in commercial things or anything else, yeah, I called that obstruction and I charged him with it.
Do you have any concerns that if President Trump is removed from office, that this sets a dangerous precedent for future presidents and will lead to a great deal of political instability in this country?
What I believe in is that when they wrote the Constitution, they wanted to make sure that nobody, including the president, would be above the law. They were especially concerned, if you go back and read Hamilton and all the others, they were especially concerned that the president of the United States might be involved in illegal things with foreign powers. It's almost as though Alexander Hamilton and everybody else were sitting there with a crystal ball looking at today and saying, hey, we better write something in the Constitution. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in it very, very much. I might win some votes. I might lose some votes in the Senate, but I believe in the Constitution. This is a White House where they don't believe in the Constitution. I mean, you've heard the president stand up and say, well, they should impeach these House members that are questioning me. Well, of course, there's no provision in the Constitution for impeachment of a House member. If he'd ever read the Constitution, he would know that. And you have him threatening people not to testify. Well, every prosecutor in the country will tell you somebody does that, they're afraid of something, they're probably guilty of something, and they're certainly trying to cover something up.
Senator Patrick Leahy is the senior member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator Leahy, many thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Good to be with you, Bob. Enjoy Vermont.